This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
I'd turn it upside down, stick it on my finger, and then the rest of the night, I'd like, get some Vaseline or something, you know, get this off my finger. And right there at the emergency room.
That would be fun. That would happen to you.
Yeah.
That would happen to you after the song. We're going to take a quick break.
Burns
we'll
has
be
got
right
a beer
back.
Bottle stuck on his finger. Yeah.
Class is in.
Gosh, I hope the Charlie Sheen tour comes through New Orleans because I heard it did so well in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
It really did. He only got booed off the stage after 20 minutes.
Oh, he lasted 20 minutes?
He did. He lasted 20 minutes. It's that tiger's blood, Chad. That's
what
it is. You know, Chad, the number of the day is 208.
Right.
208. This is our 208th show.
Not that we're keeping track.
I'm keeping track.
That's
I'm
4 years.
That's 4 years, man.
Four
if you
years
do the mathematics,
old.
You put 52 into 208, it goes four times. This is our fourth year show.
So this topic has to be monumental.
That's right.
Stupendous.
Humongous.
Unforgettable.
Gargantuan.
What are we talking about?
The bottleneck or slide guitar. Now,
what?
As with... What do you mean, what?
Huh?
What did you expect it to be?
Something...
Mothra?
Mothra, now that's a topic right there.
Now, with each one of our yearly shows, the birthday shows, they're all topics that are suggested by a listener. And this topic came from Matt Rosano, who's the department head of psychology.
Uh-huh.
So he thought this through really well.
Who's obviously a biased guitarist.
It might be, but since he's the head of psychology, he's also sent along some things he thinks are wrong with you.
What?
He thinks I'm fine, but he thinks there's problems with you.
What?
So we're going to talk about the slide or bottleneck guitar this entire time. What do you mean, what?
What you mean the head of psychology thinks there's something wrong with me?
Just a few things. And they're in Latin, so I'm not really sure exactly what it means. So for an hour today, to celebrate our four-year anniversary.
I don't like this.
Yeah, it's concerning. It really is.
Should I get on the couch?
I'm not sure. If I'm not mistaken, you should talk to us about why the color yellow makes you nervous. We're going to talk about what it is, where it came from, and a little bit of history of the slide guitar. And
oh,
play
I thought
for
you were talking
you.
About me. What it is and where it came from.
We're going to talk to your mom and talk to her about her little angel. First of all, we kick off with a song that's suggested to us by Matt Rosano. This is George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers. This guy plays with a slide almost the entire time. He's bad to the bone. Rock School.
Knowing the day I was born, the nurses all gathered around.
This is Rock School, once again celebrating 4 years. Is it even conceivable to you that we've been doing this 4 years?
You have completely taken away this celebration, this monumental occasion from me.
It's 4 years.
By telling me that the head of a psychology department at a university...
thinks you're nuts.
I'm not nuts!
You're not nuts. No, you're not. You're not nuts, Chad.
Stop.
You're
just stop it.
All right. Once again, topic suggested by Matt Rosano, and I thought about bringing my guitar today and playing with a slide, but to be honest with you, I'm not a very good slide player. I did it a little bit, not enough that I could sit here and sort of rip through it. I just played enough.
I know you have the glass slides.
Or metal, or plastic, or whatever you like, because each differing
layering material gives a different sound depending on what you like.
What was your preference?
Glass.
Glass?
Yeah. See, I never actually, a lot of people would do different things, and I have a whole section here on what people used to use, and I'm going to get to that in a little bit. But see, I never actually went around cutting things and cutting pieces of pipe and doing all of that. I simply went to a music store and bought a glass slide.
Mm-hmm.
Slide was never a big part of my playing.
Right.
It's not like right in the middle of something, I would reach up and grab a slide and people would go, oh, he's going to play slide now. See, I'm from the 1980s speed section. I loved playing with my right hand. I liked all that two-handed stuff. And slide just was never really a huge part of that. It was in there, obviously, but it was never a huge part of that. The 70s and the blues stuff is where that all came from.
Right.
Let's get some terms out of the way. When the guitar is played in a normal position, it's normally called a slide or a bottleneck.
Okay.
When you lie the guitar flat on your stomach or you lie flat on your lap.
Like when you're playing a dobro?
That's right. And by the way, a dobro is called a dobro because it's named after Doppia brothers. Who first basically created them.
Mm-hmm.
When it's lying flat or you're sitting at a steel guitar, the thing that you're playing with stops being called a slide and just starts being called a steel.
Oh.
So when you've got it on your finger, you call it a slide. Some people just call it a bottleneck because that's what it literally started as, a bottleneck. But slide is generally the term for it.
Mm-hmm.
When you lie the guitar flats in what some people call the Hawaiian form of playing it, you call it a steel.
Look at
that. Now you got some terms behind you.
The name changes just by switching the position of the guitar.
Just by turning the guitar.
Look
or
at that.
Changing it to a different instrument. You know,
when you're playing drums and you have the stick in the regular position, it's a drumstick. When you actually turn it over and play it with the fat portion, it's still a stick.
It's still a drumstick. What was the first recorded song with a slide guitar?
I'm thinking it's a blues song.
Yeah, and it's way back in 1923. Again, when I say first, you have to take it with a grain of salt.
Right.
But let's go back to 1923. It was either Sylvester Weaver's Guitar Blues or the Guitar Rag. One of the two.
Mm-hmm.
The only one I could find was the Guitar Rag. So we're going with that. We're going to say it's the Guitar Rag.
Based on availability.
That's right.
This is our answer.
And it sounds like this. Rock School. Sylvester Weaver, all the way back from 1923.
What would you have done had you been able to get both songs?
I don't know.
Then what would you have based your decision on?
Which one I liked better.
Oh, God.
Probably. And I just sort of lied. This one was first. I don't know. Now, why blues? Why blues using this so much?
Because everything is blues influenced at one point or the other.
No, not necessarily. I got a piece here by Rick Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, called The History and Origin of the Slide Guitar in the Blues.
Right.
And he's a historian, and he believes that the reason the slide became so predominant in blues guitar was because of the history of the African-American instrument called the bow.
He's wrong.
Well, maybe he is, maybe he isn't, but it sounds to me like this has got some basic decent research behind it.
Mm-hmm.
The bow is an African instrument that was brought over to the United States where basically you take a single string and you stretch it to some kind of resonator bass, a gourd or some kind of metal thing.
Right.
You ever seen a bass they made out of a broomstick and a bucket?
Oh, yeah,
you see that
a
lot in like bluegrass bands.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's kind of a takeoff on the bow.
Okay.
But the difference between that and a bow was the bow actually used something like a slide, a stick or a piece of metal, that when you plucked it, you slid the bow up and down the string. It acted like a slide.
All right, so it's got some early African influences also. But
well,
I think the
sense.
Major influence would be your blues music.
Well, they say it got into blues music from the bow. There was then something that Rick Payne, stated was used in early, again, African-American culture called the jitterbug.
Uh-huh.
And I know for a fact, I actually lectured on this when I lectured on Robert Johnson during fanfare, something called the jitterbug, where what people would do is tack two pieces or tack two
nails up on a wall mm-hmm. and strap a piece of wire between them. Then put a bottle behind it and then pluck it, moving the bottle up and down. And that would change the sound of the wire.
You can come up with probably 5 or 6 different possible answers for where it came from.
Yeah.
Here's the basic principle.
Mm-hmm.
You guitarists are never satisfied with just playing your instrument. You got to fool with something.
Yeah.
You got to mess with something.
Yeah.
What happens if I do this? I played in a band in high school with a guy who would run an Allen wrench up and down his electric guitar.
Anything that works.
Who in the world comes up with the idea of, I think, you know what would sound good if I was to take this Allen wrench up and down? Y'all just can't leave well enough alone.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, the slide came specifically out of blues.
Right.
The only other place it's even heard of is in what I generally would be called Hawaiian music.
Mm-hmm.
There's sort of glissandos in Hawaiian music. So if you look at Hawaiian music, where in the world would that have come from? And it's hard to see it anywhere other than sort of somebody on a merchant ship getting it over to Hawaii.
Maybe.
And, you know, it's so prevalent in Delta blues. And then Hawaiian music.
Mm-hmm.
How did it...
Two worlds.
Yeah, how did it get there?
Completely different worlds.
But it's so prevalent in blues that this piece by Rick Payne, talking about the African...
the bow.
Yeah, the bow, the music from the bow,
mm-hmm.
and then this jitterbug, that it just seems to make sense in there. Here's another one from way back when. This is Son House. Some people believe the actual inventor of Delta blues. This is his most famous piece. This is Death Letter. Listen to it. Nothing but slide guitar. It sounds like this. Rock School.
I got a letter this morning. I do. You rang it red. He said, honey, girl, your love is dead. I got a letter this morning.
This is Rock School talking about slide guitar, sometimes called bottleneck guitar.
What Again, finger does it go on?
Well, I always played it on my third finger.
The ring finger?
Yeah, and the reason I did that is because I used my pinky to dampen strings that I wasn't wanting to play.
Uh-huh.
Some people play it on the ring finger. Some people actually do play it. I'm sorry, the middle finger. Some people do play it on the pinky. I didn't think the pinky gave me enough control.
No.
So I played it on the
middle finger just because that's the longest one and you could...
It depends. Some people like to play leads at the same time they're playing
mm-hmm.
with the slide.
Have you ever seen anyone not play it with the finger pointing up but take
down? Oh, I even played guitar with my hand over top of it. It's just something you do on the stage to, you know, hey, look at me.
Look what I can do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. bar chords that where you're only playing the first and the fifth, you only use 2 fingers to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you just do a little bit of practice, you can put your hand over top of the neck and play the bar chord backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Ooh. I guess. It's like drummers, I guess, spinning the stick. It's of no use to the instrument,
no,
but it makes the audience go, ooh, I guess.
That's part of the... You have to do that.
I guess so. This guy, Rick Payne, also talks about why did the guitar become the big instrument in terms of slide? Why?
Yeah, why did it?
Well, it was cheap, portable, and easily ordered through catalogs in the early 1900s.
No, I like the first one.
Yeah, cheap,
yeah,
portable. Also, if you listen to old blues guitarists, the problem with... What they did was, A, they had to go from place to place, so they had to bring their instrumentation along with them.
Yep.
They had also no amplification.
Mm-hmm.
And what the slide allowed them to do was gain more amplification. And furthermore, when they played with the slide allowed the guitar to emulate a second voice.
Ooh.
See, the thing about it is a guitar has got frets on it.
Yes, it does.
Which is all half tones the whole way up.
Mm-hmm.
A sharp, B, C, C sharp, D, and up the neck. You're literally set to those notes
when
you're playing with your fingers. Whereas your voice doesn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Your voice can sing any note. You don't have to sing those set notes. You put a slide on, yeah, you can go fret to fret and play each one of those, but you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
With a slide, you can anywhere on the fret, halfway through the fret, you can glissando, as it's called, up the string and emulate a voice.
Mm.
So you basically have the ability to make the guitar almost talk back to you.
Wow.
Yeah, almost call and response to it. And, I mean, the stuff that this guy Payne has written is really interesting.
Pretty cool trick for and such a cheap instrument.
I'm telling you what, these old Stella box guitars that these guys used to use, and they put resonator plates inside of them so it would throw the sound farther.
Yeah.
You know, for some people to put down blues guitar and blues music, oh, it's just some primitive music. Heck, you said. Hello, WBSD Burlington, Wisconsin. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. They invented the slide over there.
They did.
They didn't call it the slide. They had a different name for it. It's called a scrum.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
it came from rugby.
Stick with me, kid.
Hello, Facebook fans and Facebook fans to be. Go on and search Rock School Radio Show and make sure you like us. You really like us. Back in a minute. Rock School. This is Rock School talking about the bottleneck guitar. Bottleneck. Yeah, it's said that the best way to play the blues on the guitar is to lose a love and then drink a bottle of wine or a bottle of whiskey for that woman.
God, that's a big bottle.
Oh, yeah. And then cut the top of the bottle off and use that as your slide.
Ooh.
And the blues comes through the bottle. Oh, no,
you, be a clean cut.
You sign it, you know, you set it off and you sand it and you make it nice. And Rye Cooter, apparently when you go over to his house and there would be a series of empty wine bottles, Rye was getting himself brand new slides. Anyway, it's a nice story whether people do that or
brand
not.
Brand new ex-girlfriends, too.
Yeah, you gotta sort of get a lot of dates and get rid of them pretty quick.
Right.
You gotta torpedo a lot of relationships, so... One more question, and this one you can fight and fight and fight. Who brought the slide into rock and roll?
Oh.
You know, good luck. Good luck.
Good luck.
Here are some contenders. Keith Richards had one in 1963 on the Beatles remake of I Want to Be Your Man, maybe. Pink Floyd's Sid Barrett used a cigarette lighter to do that glissando bwomp on See Emily Play. I don't know, did he do it? Here's Blind Al Wilson from Canned Heat in 1967 and a remake of Rollin' and Tumblin'. So I don't even tend, you know, I'm not going to say this guy did it. Go ahead, talk amongst yourselves out there.
You mean there's a debatable discussion
of
that
course.
You are bowing out of?
You bet. I'm not even going to try it. Rolling and tumbling. Rock School. Our 208th show here on Rock School, celebrating 4 years. We haven't made a lot of mistakes on this one, have we?
Don't say that.
Yeah, did I just jinx it all the way around?
We're fixing to do 7 days. This is our number one bit killer right here.
I know. Bottom of the hour, so let's go right into it. 7 days and 70 seconds, Monday, April 4th through Sunday, April 10th. Chad has Monday. Do it.
April 4th in 1981, the Canned Heat lead singer, Bob Height, known as the Bear, died of a heart attack at age 38 shortly after performing. Performing in North Hollywood, California.
Tuesday, April 5th, 1956, 55 years ago. You know the Capitol Records building in Hollywood, California? That cylindrical building that kind of looks like a stack of records?
See?
It is officially dedicated.
April 6th in 1968, Sid Barrett officially packed his bags and left Pink Floyd.
Thursday, April 7th, 1971, 40 years ago, Chicago bests New York City. They become the first band to sell out a week of shows at Carnegie Hall.
April 8th in 1962, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards of Rolling Stones meet Brian Jones, who was then known as Elmo Lewis. They met him at the Ealing Club.
Saturday, April 9th, 1956, 55 years ago, Nat King Cole is assaulted by three white supremacists while performing on stage in Birmingham, Alabama. He never again performs in the South. And then Sunday, April 10th, 1981, 30 years ago, Van Halen lead guitarist Edward Van Halen weds Actress Valerie Bertinelli, who really looked a lot like him. I just expected a clone of Eddie to come out when they had Wolfgang. They separate in 2001 and divorce in 2007.
So it was the guys over there in Birmingham that cost us Nat King Cole.
Yeah, it's really too
bad. Good job.
Things like that have to happen. We're going to play a song here suggested by Matt Rosano, because when Matt suggested this topic, he also sent along a playlist, and we're going to play Tush, and you actually have a song, or actually a story, about Tush.
Oh, yeah. There was a great cover band back in college that we used to follow around, and they would play this song, and we got into a routine where I would, back in my college days when I used to love drinking beer, and I would drink a beer and hand the guy the beer bottle to use as a slide for the solo.
And he'd play it in there.
And he would play it. And it was so funny because I never had a beer in my hand when they would start the song. When I'd hear the opening riffs of the song, I'd rush to the bar to go grab a beer. I couldn't have just grabbed a bottle. No, I felt the need to go and rush to the bar and grab a beer and hurry up the bartender and down the beer so that I could hand the empty beer bottle to the guy.
And you told me it had to be a specific bottle,
too.
It was a Corona. It had to be a Corona.
You wanted a Corona.
How specific are we guitarists? Lord, take me downtown. I'm just looking for some Tush. ZZ Top, Rock School. Rock School, as we talk about the slide or the bottleneck guitar, however you want to say it. I've never actually called it the bottleneck. I always just called it a slide.
I've never heard of it referred to as a bottleneck.
A lot of people do, but I always call it a slide. Now, we were pitching earlier on in the show. We would talk about things that people actually used for a slide. Mm-hmm. Here are some that I found, some that I know and some that I found. W.C. Handy stated the first time he heard a slide guitar in Mississippi, the guy was playing with a knife edge. Oh. And I've seen this done.
Right.
Guy pulled out a switchblade, snapped it open on stage, you know, ooh, and then played with that. I just don't think it gives you enough, control, because you're holding the knife like a club and then pulling it against the strings.
You're losing an entire hand.
Yeah, I just don't think that's enough. Mick Mars of Motley Crue said he used to use the microphone stand.
That's cool.
He would go up and just push the guitar against it. You can't have a lot of control over that. Mm. You basically just get, numerous people stated beer bottles, and I guarantee a lot of it was from the crowd like that. Give me a beer bottle, turn it upside down, pop it on your fingers. I just have these big, giant, mitt hands here that if I put a...
Yes, your hands are so big.
Look, I'm 6'4". It's not that I'm physically large. If I put a beer bottle on, I'd never get it off.
You don't have to put it on your finger. You just hold it.
Well, your guy turned it upside down and stuck it on his finger, didn't he?
No, he didn't stick it on his finger.
Oh, didn't he? I'd turn it upside down, stick it on my finger, and then the rest of the night, I'd get some Vaseline or something. Get this off my finger. And right there at the emergency room.
That would be fun. That would happen to you.
Yeah.
That would happen to you after the song. We're going to take a quick break.
Burns has got a beer bottle stuck on his finger. Yeah. Lipstick covers, a deer antler I've seen.
A deer antler.
A deer antler, a shot glass, a salt shaker, copper metal pipe. One guy said he used a section cut off from a shotgun barrel.
Mm-hmm.
The tool that you use to extract spark plugs.
A spark plug socket.
Yeah, whatever you call it. Yeah. And here's one we're going to play.
All for the show.
It is.
It's all for the show.
Yeah. Rory Gallagher, Derek Trucks, and Dwayne Allmond all stated they used to use a Coracidin medicine bottle.
Huh?
Coracidin medicine bottle. I'm not really sure what Coracidin is, but apparently Coracidin now comes in a plastic, bottle.
Brownish orange.
Right, so you can't get the Coracidin medicine bottle anymore, but it became so popular because Dwayne Allmond and Roy Gallagher used it that there's actually a company that got the perfect measurements of it and is now selling it as the Coracidin medicine bottle guitar slide.
Hey, why not?
I guess. Here you go, Statesboro Blues, and it's all played with a Coracidin medicine bottle. There you go, Rock School.
All right, there's Statesboro Blues by the Allman Brothers Band. Mm-hmm. While the song was playing, I said to Chad, do me a favor, run to the computational device, the magic thinking box, and look up Coricidin medicine bottle.
So
what came up?
Well, about 7 results for a Coricidin medicine bottle guitar slide.
Yeah, there you go.
I actually had to refine the search to just Coricidin to see exactly what it was.
You couldn't find the drug.
No, I couldn't find the drug at all because the stupid guitar slide kept coming up. Coricidin is actually a drug that contains both a decongestant and an antihistamine.
Yeah.
But apparently it's become so popular in the music world that if you Google Coricidin medicine bottle, you will have no choice but to look at guitar slides.
Yeah, fantastic. I think that's wonderful. Hello there, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello,
Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain. We're professionals here on the radio. That's right. We're going to come back with the First Lady of the Slide and the woman who can use vibrato more than anybody
there. Hey, it's a family show.
Vibrato. Vibrato, it's making the string shake beautifully.
Oh,
love listening to this lady play. Bonnie Raitt, when we get back in a minute, Rock School. Okay, I got a couple things to tell you about Bonnie Raitt here on Rock School.
I love Bonnie Raitt.
Number one, she's a brilliant slide guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, let's talk about slide guitar. You know, man, Bonnie Raitt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to come up with another one.
You can usually catch her in New Orleans around this time of year at the
Jazz Fest.
And she just puts on an unbelievable show.
She, number one, uses a great deal of vibrato when mm-hmm. she plays. That's basically getting a note to warble, mm-hmm. if you will. When you get the slide to where you want it to play, and you normally play on the fret.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of players play back behind the fret. Mm-hmm. They play, you know, what they call between the frets.
Okay.
She plays on the fret, but once she gets it to where she wants it to be, she'll then shake her elbow.
Oh.
And the slide will sort of roll back and forth on it. She'll get to a note and it'll warble right at the top of that note.
Mm-hmm.
And she's known for that. It's really a pretty sound when she gets it. Furthermore, she's known, and so are a lot of guitarists. So are a lot of slide guitarists. She's known for what are called open tunings.
What? What's
that? A guitar is normally tuned in EADGBE.
Correct.
Which is the E tuning.
Mm-hmm.
If you strum it without touching anything, it sounds horrible.
Well, the top string is always the E.
E, right. Well, both top strings are E to E. The guitar is tuned in E.
Ah, okay.
But if you strum just a traditionally tuned guitar open, wrong, it sounds like you've done something terribly wrong.
Uh-huh.
What people will do is they'll open tune it. They'll tune the guitar so when you play it open, splong,
it makes a chord. Ah.
Right. They'll tune it to an E or an A or a D, which mm-hmm. is sometimes called a Spanish tuning. It's not quite a D chord, but she'll use a Spanish tuning or an open E or an open A or something like that. So,
but that's got to throw, I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's got to throw everything off,
right? Well, she doesn't use her fingers to fret chords. She uses the slide alone so she can take that slide, go the whole way across the neck,
uh-huh.
knowing that it's an E major chord, but if she strums it up to the fifth fret, now it's an A major chord.
But you would have to play the slide the entire time,
she
right?
She does.
She does.
That's how she gets her chords. She plays them all strummed with the slide.
Okay.
Oh, she's brilliant. Huh. Absolutely brilliant. This is one of her big hits. Rather than going back and getting one that's, you know, this is her from way back in 74, one you'd never heard of. You know, I love this. I know it's a hit. I know it's been played a million times. I still love it. The thing called love. It's Bonnie Raitt. Rock School. Rock School talking about the slide guitar.
Hey,
what?
If you open tune a guitar to where all you got to do is strum the strings, that means I can play.
Yeah, Dolly Parton, when she plays guitar, you know, she has fingernails that are nice and long, so you use the tips of your fingers
mm-hmm.
to play the guitar.
Right.
Well, she can't use the tips of her fingers.
Obviously.
So what she does is she open tunes the guitar to an E.
Okay.
So if she just strums it, it plays an E.
Yeah.
She then takes her first finger and lays it flat against the third fret, it mm-hmm. plays a G. She takes her finger, lays it flat against the fifth fret, it plays an A.
Well,
seventh
I would just
flat,
do that.
It plays a B.
Hey, some call it lazy. I just say,
Yeah, and there's other positioning you can put your hands in an open E that it would play a minor chord and
we should all the way experiment.
Up. And do what?
You should bring in a box guitar,
yeah,
and open tune it to an E
and let you
and
play.
Bring a slide and see if I
oh,
can
I've done it.
Get some. Well, you've done it. You play oh, guitar. I
do
don't.
It for you.
Yes, oh, do okay. something for me for once.
Okay.
The show's 4 years old, 208 shows.
Yeah.
Do something for me
for Chad,
please. I'm already being diagnosed.
Here are some other tracks for you. And Badfinger, No Matter What, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Looking Out My Back Door. These are great tracks. With
oh,
some slides
I love
in
that
them.
Song. I used to have that on a 45.
Yeah. Derek mm-hmm. and the Dominoes, main riffs played by Dwayne Allman in there. Fog Hats, Slow Ride,
take
lots of stuff in there. My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. Mm-hmm. Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love, the chorus has got a slide in it. Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yes.
All that. Right at the beginning.
That's a great impression, by
thank
the way.
You. Tom Petty, I Won't Back Down. Uh-huh. Thorogood, just anything by George Thorogood.
These and, are all great, too.
Joe Walsh, Rocky Mountain Way. The mm-hmm. intro and the solo is all about all that by done by him, Joe Walsh. I mentioned Rye Cooter, and I wanted to play him. Those who play slide, look at Rye Cooter as one of the greatest around. If you'd like to hear some of Rye Cooter, look for the movie Crossroads. Not the Britney Spears Crossroads, the one with Ralph Macchio, not that much better. However, it's the scene at the end where Steve Vai battles against Ralph Macchio. Mm-hmm. All the slide work is mm-hmm. done by Rye Cooter. Here's one by Rye Cooter called Low Commotion, and it sounds like this. Rock School. Last break on Rock School. You had a quick question about Ralph Macchio.
Well, just in that movie Crossroads, you say when he's yeah. battling Steve Vai.
Yeah.
Who doubled up for him? Because Ralph Macchio can't compete with
Rye
Steve
Cooter.
Vai. Oh, it was Rye Cooter.
Yeah, Rye Cooter did the Ralph Macchio part, and Steve Vai, of course, played the Steve Vai part.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. You can, in fact, if you want to get it, if you can find it, I don't know if iTunes has it or not. Steve Vai has a box set
mm-hmm.
It's called Light and Sound
uh-huh.
and the entire battle between the two of them
is on there. Oh, cool deal.
So you can go grab that, you know, to your 99 cent download. And it's about mm-hmm. 11 minutes, so it's worth the 99 cents.
You've been watching Ralph Macchio on Dancing with the Stars?
No, I don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I don't either.
Yeah.
Well, so, one of us has to.
Not anymore. 208 shows, brother.
I know, dude.
That's it. So we got to say, number one, thanks to Matt Rosano, the head of the Department of Psychology, for giving us this topic. And I got to say thank you to you. Oh. We start next week uh-huh. pushing 5 years.
I know, huh?
I know. Can you believe it?
What was my final diagnosis?
There. You're nuts. This
gotta be
is
do this.
The final song on the slide guitar show. And it's one that absolutely everybody knows. This is Santo and Johnny and Sleepwalk.
Mm-hmm.
Whole thing's done with a slide, but it's done with a lap guitar,
mm-hmm.
not with a stand-up guitar. And it sounds like this. Class is dismissed.